The third day of the blessed month of Baba. The departure of St. Simon II, 51st Pope of the See of St. Mark. It was on this day in the year 831 AD that Abba Simon II, the 51st Pope of the See of St. Mark, departed. He was from Alexandria and grew up desiring the monastic life, and so he went as a young man to the desert of Cetus, and there he became a monk in the cell of his predecessor, Abba Jacob, the 50th patriarch. He was his disciple for many years. When Abba Marcus II became a patriarch, he requested St. Simon from this spiritual father, Abba Jacob. He stayed with Abba Marcus until Pope Marcus's departure. When Abba Jacob, his spiritual father, became patriarch, he kept Abba Simon with them, and he benefited much from his knowledge and wisdom. When Abba Jacob departed, the bishops, priests, and elders unanimously agreed to choose Abba Simon to be patriarch for what they had seen of his faith and righteousness. They consecrated him patriarch on the 21st day of Amshir in the year 830 AD. He perused an angelic life, which was a well-pleasing to the Lord. And as God wished to repose him from the toils of this world, he did not stay on the throne but for only 7.5 months and departed in peace. May his blessing be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also on this day, the church commemorates the martyrdom of St. Ursus and St. Victor of the Theban Legion. On this day in the year 303 AD, St. Ursus and St. Victor of the Theban Legion were martyred. These two saints were born in the city of Thebes, known now as Luxor in Egypt. They joined the Theban Legion, which had been called from Thebes in Egypt by the order of Emperor Diocletian to assist co-emperor Maximian in defeating the revolts of the tribes in Western Europe. The unit of the two saints, Ursus and Victor, was stationed near the city of Solothurn in Switzerland. The members of the legion refused to follow the orders of the emperor to offer sacrifices to the pagan Roman gods. Maximian ordered that every 10th soldier be executed to force the rest of the legion to obey his orders. But when he saw the steadfastness of everyone in the Christian faith, Maximian ordered that all the members of the legion be tortured and executed. He brought the two saints, Ursus and Victor, before the governor of Solothurn for special treatment, to torture them severely for their steadfastness in the Christian faith. But the Lord performed many miracles during their torture, such as lessening the effects of the instruments of torture and healing their wounds. Many of those who witnessed these tortures and following miracles believed in the Lord Christ and declared their faith before the governor. The governor became enraged and ordered that Victor and Ursus be beheaded. But miraculously, after their martyrdom, the two saints stood up and carried their heads in their hands and walked for a distance and then kneeled down and reposed in the Lord. Their bodies shined with a brilliant light, and many believed and declared their Christianity. These two saints were buried with great honor in the place of their martyrdom. A church after the name of the Apostle St. Peter was built in the place of their martyrdom, where they placed the bodies of the two saints. The body of St. Victor was relocated into the city of Geneva, where a church was built after his name. In the 10th century, a cathedral was built on the name of St. Ursus in the city of Solothurn, where they placed his holy relics. May the prayers of St. Victor and St. Ursus be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Also, this day, the church commemorates the departure of Empress Theodora. She was the wife of Emperor Justinian, and she departed in 547 AD. Her father's name was Acacius and was one of the men of Emperor Justinian. He raised her well and reared her with Christian manners. Emperor Justinian married her because of her dazzling beauty, but soon her Christian gifts and talents were revealed. The people loved her and obeyed her for her great role in the social reforms and building churches and hospitals. She was firm in her Orthodox faith, in spite that her husband was Chalcedonian. She revered Saint Severus, Patriarch of Antioch, for his Orthodox faith, and she assisted him in escaping to Egypt when her husband wanted to execute him. She supported and assisted the Syrian and the Egyptian Coptic churches. The church had experienced a tremendous growth during her time, and when she finished her good endeavor, she departed in peace. May the prayers of Saint Theodora the Empress be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. On this day, the church also commemorates the martyrdom of St. John al-Ashrabi, the soldier. He was born in Alexandria, the son of rich and pious Christians. He grew up and joined the army of the Roman Empire and advanced in the ranks until he became a centurion. He was distinguished by courage, bravery, and wisdom. When Emperor Diocletian renounced the Christian faith and began the severe persecutions of Christians across the empire, many of the lower ranks of leaders under Diocletian also began to persecute the Christians. It soon came to notice that the great and brave John, the centurion, was a Christian. He was soon arrested, and they attempted to force him to renounce Christ and worship the pagan Roman gods. John refused, and the tortures were increased. But God was with him, and God strengthened him and healed him. And people who saw these tortures being inflicted on this great soldier also saw the healings and the miracles that came from John's faith. And so, finally, it was ordered that John be beheaded, and so he earned the crown of martyrdom. And a follower of St. Julius el-Akfasi tended to his body and wrote his biography. May the prayers of St. John the soldier be with us, and glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.